Somebody's ready. Somebody's ready for their breakthrough. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. So good to see all of you here tonight. And the Lord's very glad to see all of you here tonight. Amen. Oh, goodness. Before I get into my message tonight, I wanted to kind of give an icebreaker, if you might call that. A little funny that I'm telling on myself something that I did. Have you ever done something so crazy and so dumb that you just had to laugh about it? It was funny. Well, Pastor didn't know it, but I got to thinking about that when I was teaching today. He knows about this. I mean, I got to think about while I was studying today, and I started laughing my head off. And it seemed like the more I laughed, the more I kept laughing. I couldn't hardly stop laughing. And I finally got control of myself. And then Pastor comes in, and he starts talking about the situation. He says, that would be funny to tell. And I was like, okay, God, if you really want me to tell this, you know, right, confirmation right on time. But anyway, there was this, if I can tell it right, Lord, help me to tell it right. There was this woman, that young lady from the church that texted me. I'm going to try not to say her name to protect the innocent. You know how that is. Protect me. But she texted me one day, and the text I got said, I've got lead poisoning. Please pray for me. So I texted her back. I said, that's awful. I'll be praying for you. And then every couple of days, every few days, I text her and ask her, how are you? You know, you know, how's everything going? And so I'd say, you know, I'm still praying for you. We're still praying. I got all the intercessors praying. I've got the praise team praying for this lady for lead poisoning. And then everybody's asking me, well, how did she get lead poisoning? So I said, well, the next time I talk to her, I'll ask her that. So I text her a couple of days later, and I said, how are you doing? And she texts back, and she said, doing better, or doing fine, or okay, or however she said it. And then I said, well, how do you think you got that? Or how did you get that? And she texts back. She said, I don't know. How do you think I got it? And and then I came to church the next service, and she was here, and so her and a couple of the guys were standing there laughing, and I came by, and I hugged her. I said, how you doing? And she said, I'm fine, and they were laughing. They said, she didn't have lead poisoning. I said, you're kidding me. I said, your text said, I've got lead poisoning, pray for me. She said, that's not what I said. And she got to thinking about this. She ran up there on the platform when we went up for praise and worship. She said, I spoke that text into my phone, and I didn't check what it said. She said, I said, I got a new job, a new position, but pray for me, you know, in that position. But it came to me as, I've got lead poisoning, pray for me. So here I am, you know, saying, that's awful. I'll pray for you. And then I'm asked, how do you think you got that? I mean, I'm like pouring salt in the wound. How do you think you could have got that new position? She's like, I don't know. How do you think I got it? Oh, goodness. So it's good to check our messages, and when she spoke into it, I've done that and come up with some crazy stuff. But I have texted some stuff. I even texted something today, and I told Rock, I said, it looks like I would learn to check what I have texted before I sent it, because I sent Ish the title of the message, and the Lord of the Breakthrough, but I spelled Lord L-I-R-D. And I sent it before I looked at it, and then I text back, and I said lots of laughs, and then I gave him the right one, and then he said, do you want me to say L-O-L? I said, no! Glory to God. I guess we all needed a laugh tonight. Amen. Little icebreaker there. God has a sense of humor. And thank God that lady is still with us. She did not get offended and leave. Here she is expecting Pastor to be excited and back her up. And I'm like, that's awful. I'll pray for you. That's awful. You got a new possession. That is just awful. Lord help us. The Lord of the Breakthrough. Praise God. He is the Lord of the Breakthrough. And we've been talking about the prophecy that the Lord gave Jerry Savelle for 2018. And we're still going on that line. And I started out this year with this prophecy and teaching along that line. And then I got away from it. And the Lord said, go back to it. Because it says, continue to preach and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. And so we need to continue preaching and teaching the importance of faithfulness. Amen. It says 2018, days of glory, days of flourishing, days of abounding. Continue to preach, teach, and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. It's still my plan for the faithful to flourish. If you will do this, then they will eventually get it. God really wants us to get it. Yes. He really, really wants us to get it. It's never been more important than right now for them to flourish in every area of their lives. These are indeed the days of my greater glory, saith the Lord. I will cause it to manifest for all who have remained faithful to me, and faithful to my word, and I will cause them to flourish and to abound, even as I have promised in my word. I will honor their loyalty to me by enabling them to overcome every attack of the evil one, and I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs they have experienced thus far. Rest assured that I am working in their behalf even now, and they shall triumph, and they shall be victorious, and all shall see that I am still the God of the breakthrough, and I'm still the God that keeps covenant. So lift up your hands and lift up your voices and praise your God, the God who is unlike any other God, the God who blesses all who have been loyal and faithful to him, saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He is still, and that's what we're going to focus on tonight. He is still the God of the breakthrough. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's turn in our Bibles to 1 Chronicles chapter 14. 1 Chronicles chapter 14. And verse 11 says, so they came up to Baal Perazim. And David smote them there. Then David said, God hath broken in upon mine enemies by mine hand like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim. So that was the land of God's, of Baal Perazim, which means the Lord of the breakthrough. And then I want to read that also in a couple of other versions. The New Living Translation says, "So David and his troops went up to Baal Perazim and defeated the Philistines there. God did it," David exclaimed. "He used me to burst through my enemies like a raging flood." So they named that place Baal Perazim, which means the Lord who burst through. And then 1 Corinthians 14:11 in the Contemporary English Version says, "David and his armies marched to Baal Perazim, where they attacked and defeated the Philistines. He said, 'I defeated my enemies because God broke through them like a mighty flood.'" So he named the place, "The Lord broke through." Amen. David had just been appointed king over Israel. And the Philistines, or Philistines, however you want to say it, heard about King David being appointed king over Israel, and they decided to come out against David. And so David gathered up all his armies, and they came to fight against the Philistines. And because God broke through for them, because the God of the breakthrough showed up, amen, they defeated the Philistines. They defeated their enemy, amen. God fought for them. God gave them the ability, and David knew it was God, and he gave God all the glory. It's all God, amen. Anything that comes to us that is good is God, amen. We can't come up against anything or anybody or any situation on our own. Amen. We have to have our God on our side. Amen. Praise God. So David gave God all the glory. Amen. And so some of you right now, right here tonight, you're right on the brink of your breakthrough. Amen. The Lord of the breakthrough is about to show up. The Lord of the breakthrough is about to visit your house. Amen. The Lord of the breakthrough is about to visit your job. The Lord of the breakthrough is about to visit your finances. The Lord of the breakthrough is about to visit your family. The Lord of the breakthrough is about to visit your body. Amen. The Lord of the breakthrough is about to break through on your behalf. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's with you. Amen. He's not against you. God is with you. But the enemy will try to make you think, because, see, when we're right on the brink of a breakthrough, then that's when we get our most resistance. That's when the enemy comes in with his full armor of an arsenal. And that's when we need to recognize and know that it is the enemy. But so many times when we're right on the brink of a breakthrough, the enemy will say, "See, God's not really with you. God doesn't really care about this situation. God's not really hearing your prayers." Well, that's a good sign, amen, to know that you are on the brink of your breakthrough. Hallelujah. For you to know that the God of the breakthrough is fixing to show up, and he's fixing to show out on your behalf. Amen. How many of you have experienced that? It seemed like the more that you prayed, the more that you spoke the word, the more that you listened to the word or listened to gospel songs and have done everything you know to do, it seems like it got worse. It just seemed like I didn't just have this one little problem over here. Now I've got a whole laundry list of things going on. Well, you need to start rejoicing if you're at that place, amen, because the Lord of the breakthrough, hallelujah, is fixing to show up, hallelujah, and he's going to put your enemy on the run, amen, because, see, your enemy is already defeated. He just wants to make it look like he's not. He wants you to think that he's got you on the run, but really, he's on the run because he's already a defeated foe. Glory to God. Already. Can you say that? Already?
Already.
Hallelujah. We need to understand when we're right on the brink of the breakthrough, hallelujah, that we're going to be met with our greatest resistance, with our greatest attack. So we need to recognize that. And that it is that resistance isn't from God. Amen. The Lord has nothing to do with that. It comes from the devil. The devil is trying to stop you before you get to that breakthrough. He's trying to hinder you from getting to that breakthrough. But what you've got to do is keep pressing through. Keep pressing through, amen, because you're about to break through. Just keep on keeping on, hallelujah. Don't let that resistance stop you. Don't let that resistance hinder you. Don't let that resistance even slow you down. You just keep pressing through, and you just keep pressing through, and you just keep pressing through, amen? And you will have your breakthrough, amen? Not you might, but you will have it. Glory to God. James 4 and 7 says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, he's not gonna flee from you the first time you speak the word. Or he's not going to flee from you the first time you say amen. But you've got to be consistent. See, he's a consistent little devil. And we've got to be more consistent. Amen. We've got to press through. We've got to continue to press through from amen to there it is. Glory to God. Amen to there it is. And no matter what's going on in between amen to there it is, it doesn't matter what it looks like, doesn't matter what it feels like, doesn't matter what they say, doesn't matter how bad it looks, amen. You know, the devil always gets uglier right before he leaves. He starts screaming and pitching a little fit, and then he has to go. Mm-hmm. So you know when everything is going wrong, when Mr. Ugly's acting up more than ever, when the kids are just acting totally crazy more than ever, when the finances look worse than ever, when you feel weaker than ever, then you know that the devil is about to flee. He's just about to run out the door like a little sissy. Amen. Glory to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist. Resist. How long does it take, Pastor Sharon? From amen to there it is. Hallelujah. It's just as simple as that. Resist giving in to the attack of the devil. Keep pressing through and he will flee.
Amen.
Amen. Resist discouragement. That's the devil. Keep pressing through. Keep pressing through. Keep pressing through because he's got to go. Amen. Resist those thoughts of failure and defeat and doubt and unbelief. Resist. See, God's not putting those thoughts in your head. He's saying, come on, you can do it. Come on, I'm with you. You're not by yourself. Amen. Keep going. Keep walking. Keep talking. Keep singing and keep shouting. Keep dancing. Keep on keeping on. In me. In God. Amen. Resist those thoughts because they're coming from the devil. Keep pressing through. Amen. Resist those lies. The devil will try to tell you you're unworthy. You're not getting nothing from God because you're not doing such and such, and because you failed here, and because you were ugly the other day on your job, and because you were, you know, you weren't very nice to your mate, and you know, your children, you got into it with them, and you know, you are just a failure. You're just not worthy of getting anything from God. Resist those lies. Keep pressing through. God is about to bring you into the greatest breakthroughs you've ever experienced. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's working on your behalf, just like the prophecy said. He's working on your behalf right now. Right now, He's working on your behalf. So all these things going on in the peripheral, all these things are distractions. All these things are trying to get your focus on what if. Won't happen. Ain't gonna do it. That's what all this is. But God is working on your behalf right now. And you will triumph. And you will be victorious. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. Glory to God. Just like God broke through and caused King David and his armies to defeat their enemy, God is going to break through on your behalf, amen? And He's going to cause you to defeat your enemies. Glory to God. God has a breakthrough planned for you. He's already got it written down. Glory to God. He's already got it written down. And you will see that He is still the God of the breakthrough. And He is still the God that keeps covenant, or you might say that keeps His promises. Amen. Hallelujah. He doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we all know that all the promises of God are yea and amen to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pastor and I were listening to a testimony the other night. And he had an experience where he died and went to heaven. And it was awesome, awesome testimony. But one thing that the guy that was doing the interview asked him, he said, "What is the greatest thing that you learned with your experience going to heaven?" He said, "The greatest thing I learned was the power of praying in the Spirit." Now that is a word of wisdom tonight. Yeah, yeah. So many times, we'll pray in the Spirit for a while, and then the enemy will bring distractions. Or he'll come and say, "You're not accomplishing anything. You're just doing a lot of blabbering around, and you're not accomplishing anything." He tells all of us that. He doesn't have any new tricks in the book. But why is he coming against you so strong to stop you from praying in the Spirit? Because it's powerful. Because it's going to bring you your breakthrough. So when the enemy comes in and tells you something like that, you pray in the Spirit that much more. Amen. "Well, Pastor Sharon, I don't really have time to pray in the Spirit." Well, if you are getting dressed in the morning, you can pray in the Spirit the whole time you're getting dressed. Amen? You're in the shower, pray the whole time you're in the shower. You drive to work, pray in the Spirit the whole time you drive to work. How many times do we go to work and we don't even realize that self-talk we're doing? We're worrying. We're worrying. Well, set that worry aside and say, no, I'm going to spend this time praying in the Spirit. Put you something on a CD that gets you over into that realm of the Spirit. You know, it'll get you right there. And before you know it, it's easy to pray in the Spirit. Amen. We've got to set the tone, set the atmosphere, set the mood for the presence of God. Amen. God is awesome, and He's working on your side. See, He's given us so many goodies, I guess I could say, from the Word of God. He's given us everything that we need to live a victorious life. Amen. But we've all got to get back to it. We forget. We forget these things. We got to get back to it. Pray in the Spirit more. I mean, it doesn't matter how many times you start praying in the Spirit, the devil comes and puts other thoughts in your mind. You know, your mind just drifts away. Before you know it, you're back on, you know, what am I going to do about this a bill, or what am I going to do about the kids, or what am I going to do about this or that? Whoa, stop it right there. Put it back aside. Don't start beating up on yourself, but just go back to praying in the Spirit. Amen? Make it a priority to pray in the Spirit. Amen? You're driving back home from work. Pray in the Spirit. You pull up to the red light. The people are looking at you like, what is going on in that car? Well, they'll probably see the glory in that car. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. We can find time. Sometimes it might just be a little bit here and a little bit there. But I tell you, those little bits add up to a whole bunch. Whole bunch of breakthroughs. A whole bunch of power. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to practice what we're preaching tonight. We're going to spend a few minutes, just a couple of minutes, praying in the Spirit. Amen. And if you're not filled with the Spirit, pray in your own language. Amen. That's the power. Prayer is powerful. However it comes. Amen. But you know, when we pray in the Spirit, the enemy doesn't know what we're praying. And the Spirit knows how to pray the perfect prayers. When we don't know how to pray about them, the Spirit of God knows. So if you'll put on some soft prayer music, I guess I'll call it, we'll spend just a few minutes praying in the Spirit. And we're going to believe for breakthroughs. God said He's going to cause them, amen, to break through for you. This week, I'm going to expect something, a breakthrough in my life, so you expect a breakthrough in your life this week. Well, Pastor Sharon, we've only got Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Woo, God can do a whole lot in 5 days, can He? Amen. He can turn some things around in 5 days. Glory to God. He can get a hold of somebody in 5 days. He can send you the finances you've been waiting for in 5 days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah.